Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Republican candidates for U.S. Senate met for a debate last night. Much of the event focused on who was the biggest supporter of Donald Trump. Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson met at UW-Milwaukee last night and both praised Trump for his policies, including tax reform, meeting with North Korea, criticizing the media, and pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. Republicans will choose their candidate, who will run against Senator Tammy Baldwin in November, in the primary election on August 14th. And the Brady Street Festival takes place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to midnight on Milwaukee's East Side. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The 30-year-old man who shot and killed Milwaukee police officer Michael Mahalski on Wednesday has a long criminal record. He has several arrests, mostly for gun and burglary charges, dating back over 15 years. About 10 years ago, the suspect ran from Milwaukee police and dared officers to shoot him. On Wednesday, the suspect shot at police until his gun was out of ammunition. They fired back. The suspect was not hit and is in custody. And the Milwaukee Bucks announced the naming rights for their new arena yesterday. The Fiserv Forum will be the name of the building for the next 25 years. Fiserv is a financial services technology company with its headquarters in Brookfield. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Police Department released the name of the officer who was shot and killed on Wednesday. Michael Mahalski, 52, died in the line of duty while attempting to arrest a convicted felon who was wanted for domestic violence and drug charges near 28th and Wright. At a news conference yesterday, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales said Officer Mahalski was loved by everyone. Mahalski worked for the department for 20 years and was a member of the Special Investigations Division. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Washington County Fair, the Racine County Fair, German Fest, and the River West 24 are all taking place this weekend. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele is backing his choice for sheriff with his checkbook. Abele, the son of a Boston billionaire, announced yesterday that he is endorsing Richard Schmidt and will spend an unspecified amount of money to support him, despite the fact that Schmidt was former Sheriff David Clark's second in command since 2010. The county executive is at odds with Mayor Barrett, who endorsed Major League Baseball security official Ernell Lucas. A longtime Milwaukee police officer, Lucas has also been endorsed by Congresswoman Gwen Moore, District Attorney John Chisholm, and the Democratic Party of Milwaukee County. The election that will decide the new sheriff is August 14th. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, partly sunny, a slight chance of afternoon showers, temperatures in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 60 degrees in Milwaukee, mid-50s for Madison. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers, highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.